Welcome to the Harmonia podcast, where we dig through mounds of new releases to bring you the very best from the exciting world of early music. I'm Bernard Gordillo, and this week's edition features four world premiere recordings with the Kölner Academy, directed by Michael Willens. The German period instrument orchestra known as the Kölner Academy has been championing the music of little-known composers for many years, and has been producing numerous world premiere recordings in the process. Directed by Michael Willens, two of the Academy's more recent CPO label releases have been devoted to the oratorios of Johann Mattheson, a prolific German Baroque writer and composer. The Academy's recording of Mattheson's oratorio, A Loving and Patient David, is an excellent debut for a work perhaps not heard since the composer's time. The soloist, chorus, and ensemble are in fine form. Let's move on to the other recording of a Johann Mattheson oratorio by the Kölner Academy, Das größte Kind, or The Greatest Child. Johann Mattheson composed many oratorios on biblical themes. The other CPO recording by the Kölner Academy focused on a Christmas story. Entitled The Greatest Child, the work is a welcome addition and alternative to the handful of Baroque works that get performed on a yearly basis around Christmas time. The Academy's performance is dynamic and, like their other Mattheson recording, has excellent soloists, as well as chorus and orchestra. Now onto a CPO label recording of concertos and overtures by Ferdinand Ries. A student of Beethoven, Ferdinand Ries was not as prolific as his mentor. But if the Kölner Academy's recording devoted to his works is any measure, Ries was an excellent composer nonetheless. The Academy's program includes a concerto for two horns, a concerto for violin, and an overture from each of his first two operas. The performances are world-class, to say the least. The concerto soloists in particular exhibit great energy and virtuosic appeal. Now on to Volume 7 of the Kölner Academy's ongoing series entitled Forgotten Treasures. For Volume 7 in the Forgotten Treasures series, the Kölner Academy's director Michael Willens chose a program of classical oboe concertos by Johann Christian Fischer and Karl Stamitz. As has been the case with previous recordings in the series, the Academy's performance is terrific. Michael Niesemann, the concerto soloist, proves why he's one of the world's great early oboists. His extroverted playing is full of subtlety and contrast. This has been the Harmonia Podcast. Join us next week when we'll present another new release from the exciting world of early music. In the meantime, be sure to visit our website, where you can find information about how to purchase the recordings you've just heard and listen to other recent Harmonia shows and podcasts. Find us online at wfiu.org/Harmonia.